Chapter 42. Vermin snored and muttered in their sleep, fighting imaginary battles, some of them even singing snatches of songs as they lay around their campfire embers in the warm summer night. The guards of the cage were still at the fire of the stout Blugach, within easy distance of the prisoner they were supposed to be watching. Like Blugach, they too were flat on their backs, mouths open wide to the sound of their painful, rasping snores. The old squirrel watched the two ragged figures' silent approach to his cage. He grabbed at the food they passed through the bars to him, and his throat moved up and down as he gulped water from a canteen, drinking until the vessel was empty. With his head bent low, he gave a long sigh of satisfaction, then began chewing the food slowly, while Midge whispered questions at him.
"What do they call you, and how did you come to be here?"
"My name is Fordun. I live alone in Mossflower. They took me by surprise. I must be getting old."
Midge passed a small knife through to him.
"We're both long patrol hares. I'm Midge, he's Tammo. Listen to me, old fella. Don't do anything silly. We'll get you free. Maybe tomorrow night or the night after, but we'll do it. So watch out for us and don't try escaping by yourself."
Nudging Midge, Tammo hissed urgently,
"Look out! That big stout captain's awake!"
Blugach woke with a throat that was both sore and dry from snoring. Coughing hoarsely several times, he staggered down to the stream. Crouching in the shallows, the stoat poured water into his mouth until he had drunk enough. Then he straightened up and belched. There was no place for Tammo or Midge to hide. One movement from either of them and they would be discovered. Midge shoved Tammo toward the stream, muttering to him,
"Sit by the water and look as if you're meditating. Hurry."
Tammo walked straight for the stoat, bumping into him as he slumped by the shallows and stared intently into the water. Blugach was about to say something when Midge strolled up.
"Pleasant night to you, Cap'n. Take no notice of old Burful. He goes off doing odd things any hour of the day or dark."
The stoat drew his cutlass, eyeing Midge suspiciously.
"What are you doing round here?"
Midge produced a flask of grog he had been about to give Fordun.
"Oh, just keeping an eye on Burful, seeing he don't disturb no beast. Here, take a pull of this, sir. Warfang's own private grog. 'Twill put a throat on you like a cob of velvet."
Blugach was not quite convinced by Midge, but he took a good swig of the fiery grog as he weighed the ragged beast up.
"You be the seer, then. Some says you're a magic creature."